Blog Talk Radio.
Show. I am your host, Big Bap, and I just want to say welcome to all the women tonight. If you are a woman, I recommend that you tag another woman tonight. Send her the link. Hey, ma'am, you might want to listen to this show. Tonight is about you. Tonight is about women. Women here, women afar, our ancestral women. Tonight is a night to celebrate women. So get comfortable, relax. If you're already in your night attire, that's fine. If you're naked, that's fine. If you poured a drink, I hope you have something good to drink. If you're a lady and you want to have you a nice wine glass, get you a glass to bring the bottle. If you're a girl that anything is possible, then go ahead and get your drink. If you like it straight, to a stronger woman than me, but if you like it mixed, you're still a stronger woman. Welcome to spring. As tonight we close out Pisces season and we get ready to go into Aries, even my Pisces have said, whew, I'm thankful the season is over. As you sit back and you embrace spring, as you've changed your calendar, as you reset your mind, as you get ready to gravitate towards all the things that you want to accomplish in this season, women, stop and breathe. It's okay in this season if your husband is your second, third, fourth, or fifth child. It's okay in this season that your kids aren't really listening. It's okay in this season if you're an adult, but your parents still talk to you like you're a minor. See, it's okay in this season if you went back to school and you still didn't get the job that you was looking for. See, ladies, it's okay in this season if you tried to lose some weight and your goal was to lose 15 pounds, but you only lost 4. You know what? Better yet, you were supposed to lose 15 pounds and you gained 5. See, it's okay. See, what I need you to do is I need you to go find that full-length mirror that you got in your house. See, and I need you to go stand in front of it. And I need you to go look in front of yourself. Then I need you to turn to the right. And I want you to look at yourself. Then I want you to turn all the way back around to the left. And then I want you to look at yourself. And then I want you to go ahead and face the opposite way and look back in the mirror. But then turn back around and look yourself in the face, eye to eye, woman to woman, and tell yourself, in this season, it's going to be okay. Whew. Now that we got that out, let me go ahead and hit this drink that was made by a woman. Let me tell you something. That's my second one tonight. I don't even know what she called that, but I want to give a shout-out to SCB Catering for my drink that I always have in the studio. I'd like to give a shout-out to T-Spot Studios for allowing us to do what we do. I'd like to give a shout-out to Goddessly Cleaning for having sponsored us over the last year. These are women. I want to give a shout out to Ash Emporium for sponsoring us over the years. See, I like to give a shout out to Tailored Services for sponsoring us over the years. See, I like to give a shout out to Of the Spirit for sponsoring us throughout the years. I like to give a shout out to Bella Bars and Herbs for sponsoring us over the years. I like to give a shout out to Bella's Travel for sponsoring us over the years. See, in order to be something and be someone, someone has to nurture you and put forth. And in my life, a lot of women have taken the time to nurture this man that sometimes ain't worth a damn. Oh, see, y'all ain't. See, sometimes it takes women to even make you get back on point. See, sometimes it takes a woman's touch to help a man understand that he can still be a good man and still have flaws. Sometimes it takes a woman to say, see, sir, you're disrespecting your family because you're going too hard for other people. See, sometimes it takes a woman to tell you, sir, the way you're loving us is not conducive to the temperature in the house. See, some of y'all missing this. See, fellas, we have to understand that a woman's love is not predicated on how we wake up and how we feel in the morning. See, there are some women who are loving us past our iniquities, and we don't even understand that it's by the grace of the woman that's in the house that we live in that it's giving, because she's still operating when we don't even operate like the woman. See, tonight is the big BAP takeover. See, there's no women in the studio. The production manager is gone. CJ's not here. Helen is going on. The twins are not in the studio. The Southern Bells are gone. All y'all have is Big Bap. But Big Bap is not going to lie to you tonight. See, there are women who are listening to this show tonight. And my main topic tonight, as we get to it, will be celebrating women in relationships. Because a question was asked to me this. And as I sat around it, I thought about the question. I did not want to answer the question the way the question was presented to me. Because the question itself pins the person into it. So I rethought about that. And I really, really rethought about that. And I really, really thought about it. And at 10 o'clock tonight, we're going to talk about that topic. But I had to come back and tell y'all, I miss y'all. So y'all haven't gotten this big bap in a long time. Because, see, I've been training and I've been teaching and I've been educating and I've been promoting and I've been giving the world the best versions of me. See, it takes a real special man to even understand that the neglect that he has given his woman, not because he has neglected her, because he doesn't love her, but because other things has garnered his attention, he has to understand she's not asking her to give him recompense. What she's asking for is the acknowledgement that it happened and how do we fix it. And even when this situation happens again, how do you now not ignore her and hear her? See, there are some men right now who are sitting next to women and you don't hear them. See, there's a rule in my life. I tell any woman who wants to be with me, there's only two things that you can do for me. You can either have effective conversation with me and or you can have great sex. Outside of that, there is nothing else a woman can do for me. Because I don't want to talk to myself and I really don't want to jack off. But how do you get a woman to love you? How do you get a woman to be in a relationship and only see you? And so many men don't understand all she sees. She doesn't care about your iniquities. She doesn't care that you're not 6 foot tall. She doesn't care that you didn't get the NFL contract. She doesn't care that you're not in the NBA. She doesn't care that you're just a mechanic. She doesn't care that all you drive is the city bus. She doesn't care that you get up every day and put on a suit and go sit in a building that you will never probably make more than $45,000 a year because of whatever iniquities that's going on within the corporate structure. She doesn't care. She sees you. She only sees you. She never saw anything but you. She cares about nothing else but you. So I want to celebrate women. It's Women's History Month. We're closing out Pisces season in winter. We're having spring equinox. We're going into the best part of our new year. Y'all, I don't know how to make y'all enjoy life any more fun than what it is. So I'm going to give y'all somebody who I know that y'all love. So I'm going to give y'all a woman. We're going to celebrate this woman. And then when we come back, we're going to do one of my favorite shows tonight, which is Black History is World History. And this one was a surprise pick for me. I'm explaining it to you when we come back after this commercial break. So we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Yeah, Spring is always a reminder that it's okay
to be first in line. It's okay to bud. It's okay, but also remember that it is a long run. When Vivian started in 64, 25 years later, she didn't know she would still be there. 25 years later, in the line of duty that she was in, there was no guarantee that she would be alive. To be the first female officer, I can only imagine the different horrible assignments and things that they would give her to just see if she would quit, to just see if she wouldn't be willing to go any further. Some of y'all are going to be the first to try anything in your community, in your spirit, in your aura. But understand, it's okay to be the first. It's okay to be afraid. It's okay to not know. What is not okay to do is to lay there and do nothing. Because that's what they think. That's what they need. They need you to be unsuccessful. They need you to walk in fear. They need you to be afraid. They need you to not try. They need you to not give any effort. Because the more of us that they turn away, the more of us that they believe in that level of fear. The more that they believe, the stronger the Black History World is. Y'all, if y'all want to call into the show tonight, let me give y'all the show number. It's 319-527-6703. We already got a few people in there. One of those numbers I know. The 931 number I think I also know. But we have some different people. If you want to definitely come into the show, the studio is open. The guest calling number is 931-527-6703. We're going to get to the important stuff at the 10 o'clock hour. You know we have to do all the things that pays the bills. So believe it or not, y'all, I want to say thank y'all. And specifically to so many women who have been inspirational in me being where I'm at today. Specifically, I want to give a shout-out to my English teacher, Ms. Green. When I was in elementary school, I was telling one of my mentees today about Ms. Green. Ms. Green used to make my paper look like it had died a bloodbath when she would write on my paper. She would say, "Nope, Donald, you used that word too many times in the sentence." And then she would come back and she'd say, "Nope, you repeated that type of word too many times in this paragraph." And she would just get through my paper, and it would just really look like it had just died in blood. And, you know, the first time that I ever got a paper and there was not a lot of red and it was a green and my grade was in green at the top of the paper, I was real excited. And I went home and I showed my mama and she looked at me and she goes, "Okay, and that was one. Do it again." My mother was always a believer in, okay, you did it one time. That's not proof. Do it again. Miss Green was a believer in that one time that you did it was not good enough. Do it again. Vivian showed up for one day, but she did it again for 25 years. Because it's okay to be perfect. But did you set a standard? Did you leave a mark? Was there an impression? Because we leave impressions. Were you missed when you walked out of that? Who are you? Who are you to the situation and to the cause? Everybody wants to be on the top. But are you worth that time? If we only focus on intimate relationships, but in all relationships, are you worth that time? Will you show up? Will you be a fit? We'll be back after the commercial. Y'all know when Dr. Feelgood come out, it can kind of go any direction. So y'all be careful what y'all asking for. Y'all getting his energy riled up. But, hey, listen, again, if you want to call into the studio at the 10 o'clock hour for the topic of, oh, I ain't even gave y'all a topic because I'm going to wait. I'm going to hold off on that name of topic because it's going to be, call your friends. Send them the link. I am telling you. Tonight, y'all want to get in on this topic. But we're talking about women in relation. That's the general conception of the topic that we're going to get into tonight. Women in relationship. I want y'all to start. Women in relationship. If you're in a relationship, or you're a woman in a relationship, or you're a woman about to be in a relationship, you might want to have a part of this conversation tonight. Because it's not going to be one-sided. We will be able to talk. You will be able to call into the studio tonight and talk to Big Bad. This is not about me. This is about the women. Yes, I am a man, but sometimes it takes a woman to say things women need to say. Understand. Listen to me. Fellas, I'm going to say, if there is a man in the room or near you, put it loud, open. Men can hear this statement. Fellas, understand that when you're dealing with a woman, that there are some time, in some situation, nothing you can say, do, help, fix, breathe, nothing you can add to the situation that is going to help her. It takes another woman's touch in some situations. Learn that lesson. I'm around women all the time. And the number one thing that I always tell women, when I give them a woman that's going to help them in that season, the first thing I tell them is this: understand they have to help you at this point because there's nothing else that I can give you, woman. It's not personal. It should never hurt. Because women have nurtured me, and the nurture that they've given me, I've learned how to instill it in wisdom back into men. Because there's some nurture and wisdom that comes from women that men will never be able to possess. But in men, we can become mentors and teach men how to be better men for our women. And so many of us focus on being better men, but they forgot that we still have to be better men than what happens to our women. Okay, I'm going to stop. I'm going to get off my box. We got stuff to do. Let me get back on focus on task because, thank God we only got three. Oh, Jesus, because y'all know the production manager will come back and listen to the show and get in my butt, and I love her, but she's a neo-Nazi when it comes to me not doing what I'm supposed to do. Ooh-wee. Listen, if you're in the chat room, if you're on DJ's Roundtable, do we even have TikTok anymore? Is that banned now? I think TikTok is banned. I don't know. Everybody complaining about TikTok, but if we still got it, it'll be there. But this is what I want you to do. I want you to either to go on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, whatever other pages the production manager has created for us for social media, because I do not know, but it's DJ's Roundtable. Or if you want to email us, I read the responses also on Sunday. But if you email us at djsroundtable19@gmail.com, you can get it there. If you're online, you can put your answer in the chat group. But I want your answer on this. Today is National Proposal Day. So here's the question that I'm asking. If a person was proposing to you, what song would you like to have played in the background? Not their choice, your choice. So, ladies, that's the question that I want to know. If you were proposed to, or if you were to be proposed to, what song would you like or would have preferred to have played in the background? That's all about you, ladies. That's not a man's answer. I don't want a man's answer. I want a lady's answer. So y'all can go put that answer wherever you want. Production manager, please make sure you post it. Today is also National Native HIV/AIDS Awareness Day. So I think they're talking about Native American and Native people. I do know when the outbreak first started in this country, somehow it just managed to go through our Native population rampantly. Whether that was intentional or unintentionally, I was not the powers to be, so I don't know. But I do know that there was a high demographic for Native people to contract that disease or menial situation. So as we practice awareness, if you do know people who do have it, learn to not shun people in your life. Because how and why they have it is not the important. Understanding that they will have some trials and tribulations in their life and that they will need a community of support is important. We have found so many reasons to ostracize our people. And that's not what love is. Love doesn't look at you and say, you know what, you're not this, so I can't love you. Love says, you know what, it's okay. We're going to wrap our arms around you, and we're going to make sure that you get all the resources and help that you need. Because it should be about the person that you're loving and not about you. Love should never be selfish. always be putting others first. But self-love teaches you you have to put yourself first. And it's a duality effect. We also have, I think I might make me some of these, though. Today is also Ravioli Day. Y'all know I'm a fat boy. Y'all know. Let me tell y'all. Listen, let me share this with y'all while we're talking food, because I get excited about just dumb fat stuff, right? So, y'all, my wife bought a grill. Like, you know, like the kind, if you've ever worked in a kitchen where, like, they make omelets or eggs or steaks on the grill, or you ever went to fucking the Waffle House and they made the breakfast on the grill, like, she brought me one for the house, y'all. We fit to eat. So, if I gain, like, 2 Backstreet Boys, it's okay. Just know I'm still riding the bike and I'm working out. But, baby, listen, when I tell you, I married the wrong person, y'all. She caters to my fat regularly. It's fun. Get you somebody who listens to you. No, stop meeting the personal representative of that man. Dwell into his life. Bitch, go get a PI. Investigate him. I don't care. Please, sir. If you think I'm going to sit here and tell her not to go fact check you, I am the only boy of 4 sisters. Let's make some things really, really clear. Baby, go find out who his mother's mother is. Oh, he got kids? Let's go meet all of the baby mamas. Y'all get blindsided by the fact that he got a big dick, a nice job, and he might actually work out and have a decent body. If he fat and lazy and that's what you like that too. Whatever it is, all of those things are great. Y'all got me knocking over stuff in the studio, getting excited. But you have to, go look at who y'all talking to and what y'all are laying down with. I don't care how cute he was. I don't care because you know where he work at. I don't care that you know where he live at. Okay, fine. Google search his name. Go see what come up. Tell him, hey, have you ever pulled your credit? If not, let's go pull it today. Hey, have you ever did a property search in your name and see what's actually in your name? Y'all be getting with people and then don't understand the mystery behind why your life is messed up, and then you don't understand why you now trying to start over, and it wasn't because you didn't love the person. You didn't understand the person you was loving. And so now you're saying you're blindsided and you're bamboozled by all these things, but you did not take the time to look into anything that is this person's life, but now you are mad and you are upset because you say you didn't know. Ma'am, you got a ring on your finger. What the fuck you mean you didn't know? There are no secrets between husband and wife. My wife does not like the things that I tell her regularly. But there are no secrets. You can hate me now, but I won't. We gonna get into this at the top of the hour, and I'm saying these things because I'm not talking to the weak and the timid and the afraid women. I am talking about the boss women in relationships. I'm talking about the women who really don't really need a man. I see a lot of y'all men like to go get damsels in distress and then say, ooh, I got her because look at her and I fixed her up. That's cute. But can you go get a woman equal your worth and stand with her and be confident that you're going to say, you know what, I'm going to stop preaching. Let me go ahead and I got to get ready to get to a commercial break. I ain't going to give away my topic too soon. Now I'm getting close. Woo! Let me get myself not warmed up. I need to get myself not warmed up. So let me pull in. This is my birthday selection, because y'all know what we got coming up next is birthdays. So I had asked a friend of mine, hey, what's your favorite birthday song? And she gave me a list of songs. Did not see this list of songs being the list of songs. So this is the last song on that birthday list of songs that I had asked that person for at the time. And so we're going to take a commercial break. This is a woman's birthday song by a woman for Women's Day, History Month, Week, Year. I love y'all. Continue to be great. Continue to be blessed. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Hey, nigga, I don't wanna doubt. Meet me at the bank, tell me what you read about. Niggas ain't real when you see it really count. That's why I keep my little head in their mouth. Say, bitch, I don't got to tell. Everything I talk, yeah, I really did that. If you won't beat, then my bitch gon' pass. I'ma get the money, so I let her handle that. Woo, free JP, hey, real big fuck with me. Hey, I don't do shit for the free. Man, y'all niggas gotta pay me. Hey, put some respect on my team. I'm the 15-0 queen. Hey, bitch, you better learn who running, cause all this money gotta come through me. Hey, I keep it real and it real. Fuck all the critics and fuck how they feel. I'm getting money and it's what it is. They wanna know how I did what I did. Don't worry about why I do what I do. Cause I ain't worried about you. Nah, I don't wanna be cool. Still hanging with the same crew. Hey, cause nigga, I don't feel my shit got better. Rich bitch shit got a fuck hoe better. Out of any bitch, I'm the hardest in the litter. If you think you bad, put her in, let me get her. Y'all precious bitches been throwing the minimum. Make what they take in my hand, now I'm killing them. Don't wanna linkle these bitches, ain't feeling them. I'm not gonna sit out there, bitch, like an enema. Yeah. I know these bitches want the recipe for this hot shit. I told them bitches I ain't gonna let one hater stop shit. I ain't gonna let no hater stop shit. Gucci down, these niggas love the way I rock shit. I'm a real rap bitch, this ain't no pop shit. Hey, yeah, these hoes know who to play with. On the internet, I don't really get shit. They love to talk hot shit with a same bitch. But when they come around me, they don't say shit. Hey, go to that cop, cause it ain't hot. She's talking trash, I'ma come check your eyes. Straight to the top, you cannot reach me. Fucking these niggas, I'm making them eat it. Got that big budget, would not make a deal. Don't wanna fly out to go eat a meal. I am not signing for less than a meal. If you don't like it, then fuck out your bed. Fuck with Kel, hey, boom, what's the deal? In the bedroom, I need them bands, I need them gloves, I need them stuff. I keep it realer than real, fuck all them critics and fuck how they feel. I'm getting money, it is what it is. They wanna know how I did what I did. Don't worry about why I do what I do, bitch, cause I ain't worried about you, bitch. Now I don't wanna be cool, bitch, still hanging with the same crew, I.
All right, listen, y'all. I have never been a Meg Thee Stallion fan until tonight. That's the first time I've ever heard that song, ever. And Meg got a new fan tonight. I've been going through whatever I've been going through and working and training and doing, you know, because you have to focus on doing you. And the blow up of Meg, I've never listened to Meg. Like, the only song I've ever known for Meg was the one her and Cardi did. That's it. That's the first time I've ever listened to a song with Meg on it. And I fucks with her now. So for all of those who was like, oh, fuck you, you late to the party, whatever. There's music that's been out for decades that y'all still ain't never heard that's better than some of the shit that y'all got out right now. So leave me alone. Don't hate when I come to the party. Just be happy that I showed up. Because when I show up, everybody in my club is VIP. All right, we got to do birthdays, y'all. Let's get into the birthdays. Whoop, whoop, fat ass, too fat. Okay, shout out to Vanessa Bell Calloway. Okay. She's on the last. She is a true cusp, baby. Because, like, this is, of all the cusp seasons, this is, like, the truest cusp of them all. So, shout out to Vanessa Bell Calloway for being a Gemini slash almost Aries, a Janaries, or whatever the hell y'all are right now. Bianca Jasmine Lawson. Man, I'm finna butcher this girl's name. Z Pullins, Lil Wayne Door. I'm not gonna mess that girl up because I don't really know her name, and y'all already know when you got all these letters and Wayne, you don't even know. So we got Freema. Again, y'all, why y'all mama didn't give y'all regular names? Like, ain't nobody trying to work hard trying to enunciate all this shit. Fuck y'all. It is Wednesday, and I barely made it to this motherfucker. So no, I'm Freema. Go look at the list online. The production manager composed that shit. Dominique Jackson, her birthday is also today. Ooh, Sister Rosetta Tharpe's birthday is today. If you don't know who that is, you might want to go look her up. You might be doing yourself a disjustice on your women's history if you don't know who Sister Rosetta Tharpe is. I'm not even going to say no more. Spike Lee's birthday is also today. Give it up to Spike Lee. Jamal Crawford's birthday is today. The legendary Eddie Shaw's birthday. And I'm going to do this last one because I'm going to stand up because I have to salute something. Man, you know, I have a friend. Her birthday is today. I'm going to give her a shout out. I actually have been so busy. I didn't even get to post it on her Facebook, her Instagram, anywhere. And she's a really dope person. She's a librarian. She's just a really dope person. She is literally probably on earth one of the funniest and coolest persons that I've ever met. And she's just real. And I want to tell her happy birthday. I want to tell her that I love her. But more than anything, I want to say thank you for covering me and checking on me and praying for me and caring for me and caring for my family. You know, one of the hardest things for when a person gets married is for their friends who've been their friends before them to accept the new change that goes into their life. And man, this person not only was a rock for me, but even in challenging times for my wife was just a major, just an admirable rock for her. Sometimes we have to get out of our own fear and our own mind and our own way and understand that some of these relationships that did not work, those relationships still benefit your future. Not everything requires to have sexual gratification for it to be successful in your life to come from the opposite. There are some things that you just get from the opposite sex that you cannot get anywhere else, and you need to get it from them. And if we take sex out of the equation, these relationships can be great, and they can be beautiful, and they can be grandeur in so many different ways, and so it can be so vast that you're no longer even multiplying, that the growth is just exponential upon exponential. But we get in our own way. Because we only see a little bit. And I'll never forget the very first time that I met him, he said, you have the opportunity to be anything that you want to be, but you should choose to be great. So thank you for telling me to be great, Miss Tiffany, many years ago. But happy birthday to a dear friend of mine, Tiffany Wood. I love you, Shelby. All right, y'all. That's all the sensitive shit I got. Because, baby, we getting ready to get into the main topic. And so, let me preface it a little bit like this, because I thought about this and I thought about this, because this topic, and I'm going to tell y'all who's specific, and I've already said this on Facebook. My topic tonight comes from my sister. And so my sister reached out to me, and I want you to listen. Let me say who this is. Let me give you an idea of my sister. So I'm the only boy, four sisters. I have one older than me, and I have three of them. And I tell people all the time I do not live in North Carolina or Kentucky because I have two sisters that live in both. And they're like, ah, man, that's not something to say. No, I absolutely love both of them, and I will run anyone's head into a wall about all four. So it is easier and safer for the people in their lives that I don't live anywhere near them, because I am telling you, when it comes to those four females, I am completely irrational and illogical. So before we have any other conversation, let me preface it with that. I am irrational and I am illogical when it comes to those four females. However, these four females all come to me for male relationship advice. And I laughed because I said, first of all, I think I did it wrong. And they all say, what? I said, hey, listen, I'm on my third marriage. None of y'all hoes has ever been married. Maybe I did it wrong. And they've all looked at me and said,
No, but we like your wife, and da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, no, but I think I did it wrong. Y'all niggas are pet peeves. Y'all can tell a nigga to get at y'all house. And I thought about all the things that I had been saying and all the things that I could be saying, and I realized that my sisters may be wrong. And it took me a long time to come to that conclusion that they may be wrong and not me. And then I said, nah, we on some G shit. So we're going to take this quick commercial break, and I'm going to get y'all ready for this time. Because y'all going to be like, wait, he's all over the place with this, and I really want y'all to hear it. Because this is a topic that if you toggling with your personal representative, this topic might fuck with you a little bit. But here's the topic. And it made sense that she reached out because I'm mentoring and doing a couple of different things. And in mentoring, one of the titles that has been consistently coming up is the term false bait. And so what I want to do is I want to create a topic around men learning to be with false bait. And I know a lot of men are going to be like, wait, what? That's the topic you want to cover for Women's History Month? Yes. Because I don't think men understand what they've asked. Because you say you want a boss faith. Do you understand what that looks like, what that is, what that encompasses, what that embodies, what that details? And it's easy to say that you got a boss faith, but do you mean? It's easy to say that you got a boss faith, but do you understand what she's been through? Do you understand who she had to become to get there? Do you understand the determination and the sacrifice? Do you understand how many people told her she couldn't? Do you understand the days that she felt like she couldn't? Do you understand the days that she actually failed? Do you understand the days that she didn't think that she had anybody? And then the days that she got up and actually did it. Then she actually cleaned herself off. Then she actually succeeded. See, you want a boss babe, but do you want her? We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Can you hear me?
And you'll be at peace with yourself.
Listen, y'all, I know this is Wednesday and we feel real mellow. I'm going to tell y'all, it's a vibe in the studio right now. The craziest thing is this is really the show that we canceled Sunday. Well, minus the topic, but this is the playlist and the energy of what was supposed to be Sunday show that we moved to Sunday, to Wednesday. So if it feels like a soulful Sunday vibe and you're normally a person who listens to songs, we are doing it tonight. So get your energy. Relax. Take a deep breath. Inhale one more time. Exhale. Originally, I was going to talk about this topic from the direction of my soul. And I thought about what she said to me. I thought about it. And I didn't come up with this topic by myself. I talked to my wife about the topic. Then I talked to my mentor about the topic. And then I talked to my mentee about the topic. And after I continued to talk to several people about this topic, what I started realizing is all the women that I was talking to about this topic were all bald babes. None of them were looking for a man or required a man and needed a man. And understand, I have four sisters who do not require, need, look for, or is asking for an explanation from a man on anything for any reason. Under any circumstance. And so when the question was pressed to me, I had to think about who was asking the question. This is the most defiant and illogical of all of them. And I tell people all the time, I have two sisters that absolutely, in my mind, are batshit crazy, and they're the two middle. Everybody else is relatively okay. But when I say batshit crazy, I don't mean like they supposed to be on drugs. Understand, when they pick a stance on where they see themselves and their direction and that they're going with, there is nothing and there is no one. And them to hold on to it with all zeal, lust, imagination, and vigor. And so, in synopsis, so you can understand what I'm talking about, I want you to understand the dynamic of the question as we begin to talk about this topic. The dynamic of the topic is very beautiful and voluptuous, young lady. If you know me, I have preached and I believe in body positivity. I frequent nude beaches around the world. My goal, one of my bucket lists, because I want y'all to understand, and I want you to have an idea of who I am. One of my bucket list goals is to visit every nude beach on Earth. Y'all know where the two cold ones are at. I'm straight. It's always cold. There's no chance in hell I'm cold. Okay? So if I can hold an event called Body Empowerment that is not just designed to empower women, but empower men, and to teach people that it is okay to be your absolute greatest self, your body image, your mind, your look, your image, your feel. If I can teach that and I believe in that with my precipice, why would I not instill those same qualities in my sister? One of my most dynamic slogans for myself is, I'm sexy. Definition, number, and if you're already watching the show, they probably either said it or put two fingers in it. Or, I'm sexy on, and when the song came out, everyone called me because they said, bro, they copyrighted and infringed on your day. And I said, what day is that? They said, sir, Tuesday. And I said, what? They said, it's a hit song. It's going up on a Tuesday. Can't have nothing to myself. So understand, if I have that mindset, this is my younger sister, what would you believe that I instilled in her? Baby, it's okay to put on that two-piece. It don't matter if you gain some weight. Go be sexy. You on a beach. Who cares? But now when you meet these single, young, boss babes who are still fine and still beautiful, and now they want to show off this body that they've worked hard for, that's still natural, that's all theirs, and most of you men, and this is where the now caveat comes in, most of you men watch porn. Most of you men have a video vixen. Most of you men have a female nude actress that you like. Most men go to strip clubs. Most men know damn near all the IG models. OnlyFans ain't getting paid from nobody but me. Okay, maybe still. But you get my drift. So the question that I now pose to men, how do you now desire this gorgeous, beautiful, attractive woman that you say that you now want, and when you found her and when you met her, she's exactly who she is today, but now because you come into the picture, she now has to be modest. Because it's you. She must now change because it's you. But understand, before you showed up, she was paying her bills. Before you showed up, she was taking care of her kids. Before you showed up, She was making sure that her kids had a foundation and an education. Before you showed up, she made sure that she had a foundation and an education. See, before you showed up, there were a lot of things that were already taking place in these women's lives. But now men, let's see, men learning to be with Boss Babe. Now men decide that they want to come into these women's lives who have already established themselves, and now they must be on the precipice of their ego, because I could not understand why you would think that it is the most articulate thing to say that now I want you to change who you've now already been to be in said relationship with me. But not understanding, sir, it doesn't matter if you think you can put the ring on her finger. It doesn't matter if you purchased the ring and put it on her finger. It doesn't matter if the ring is damn near nowhere near her finger. Understand, she's still a human. Fuck a woman. She's still a human. And she gets the understanding and the wherewithal to be able to demand the respect of herself, her identity, and the ideal of what her identity is. But so many times we have men who are so deep in their ego that they can't put their dastardly ego aside and say, you know what? I might actually be the fucking problem in the situation because I have a double standard. I like what I like. I like looking at what I like looking at, but now I have what I like looking at, and now I tell what I have because now I have it, that now it cannot be accessible to anything but me, but then tell me that it loves me, but it smothers me and it's killing me, and then you don't understand why your now false babe don't want you no more. You don't understand why the man who wants to cater to her ego is now attractive. You don't understand the man who helps her through her now traumatic situation is now more appealing than you. The man she didn't even like, she just made him the work husband because she just got tired of him being in her face, now actually is appealing to her because you, sir, who actually thought you wanted a boss babe, don't know how to treat nothing like what you got. Because, see, here's the difference with dating a chick who ain't got shit and dating a chick with shit. She didn't ask you when she was taking you out to lunch, did you have money? She told your ass, get in the car and let me take you to lunch. See, she didn't ask you if you needed clothes. When you came home, there was something already on the fucking bed. See, I am so tired of lame-ass dudes getting with so-called boss babes and then don't understand why she's tired of looking at you in the face while you look there like a lost fucking puppy, helpless on a fucking leash, when all she's asking you to do is be a man about yourself. Because, see, let me be clear. I'm not here to appease any man's ego tonight. Because, understand, I apologized to my wife 3 times this week, and her birthday was on the 5th of March. Because my ego and my pride and who I am gets in my way regularly, and I trip and stumble and crash all over that bitch. But if you're going to be accountable as a man, you must first understand, sir, it is nothing but your pride and your ego that is stopping you from being the greatest husband or the greatest possible husband that you can be. But you can't sit down and humble yourself to put yourself at the feet of your spouse and listen. Shut the fuck up and listen. Stop listening to respond and listening to hear. I keep women around me because their tongues are lethal and they're sharp and they're cunning and they're turning to pussies. And the women see it. And so what I'm not going to sit here and do is I'm not going to sit here and hold women accountable for having dudes who claim that they want exactly what they got and they don't know what to do with. So what, she got a degree? So what, she runs a Fortune 500 business? About to be lead partner at her law firm. So what, she just made supervisor?
for what she just made director, for what she just made regional manager. At the end of the day, when she comes home, she's tired, and all she wants to do is come home to somebody to love them. Those pictures that you're worried about, while you're worried about those pictures, you should be trying to be the nigga in the picture. A fucking picture, sir? Picture. Do you not understand if a woman has social media, she can get 32 dick pictures before 6 a.m.? If she has posts in her book, do you not understand how many men are lining up to run into her just to get her attention on a daily basis if she is a woman? And you're sitting here telling me that you have a false babe and you're worried about a picture. But y'all will be the same dudes who will run to the strip club and OnlyFans and everything else to see half-naked as women and then tell your women to cover up. Baby, me and my wife go to nude beaches together. Me and my wife cosplay and put on different types of costumes and go out and do events. For my wife's birthday 1 year, she had on a tutu and a bumblebee. I think my daughter had a bumblebee, and they were dressed up as different things. Baby, I encourage freedom. And she didn't just take a picture, bitch. We walked around in that all day. Stop making excuses for bullshit. Sir, if y'all gonna love on these women, love them for who they are. If you want them to be better, teach them to be better. But teach them through love. Most women have been raped, tortured, abused before they even became teenagers. And all they are finally saying is they just want to be loved, held, understood, have a partner to talk to, vent to, get the day off of them with. And every single time it is about you. You can't shut the fuck up and sit down. You can't put your let me tell you something. Me and my wife have a rule, and it's one rule, and it's the most important rule. It's not the ooh, don't go to bed, whatever, whatever. We have a rule. And we got married. We got married with ring pop. I'm going to give you this. And I've never told anyone else, and I'm going to tell you guys this tonight. It made me understand the importance of what I was about to say. When we got married, and we exchanged our ring pop, whenever we got into an argument that was so great, that we would take out a ring pop and we would suck on it until our tongues were so sweet that we couldn't say anything but sweet things to each other again. And if that one ring pop didn't do, we would get another. And so when we got married, we bought a bucket of 32 ring pops. After 5 years, we've never been required to actually really replace the bucket. We've actually lost the bucket because we're required to listen to each other. We're required to care about each other's opinions. We're required to be honest with each other. We're required to be vulnerable. We're required to be open. See, that doesn't reply to a boss babe. That replies to humanism. People are like, why are you going through so much? I'm sitting here telling my boss, hey, you know what? Hey, you over there, whatever, whatever. Man, my wife has made so many damn candles and prayed over me in so many different situations in this season. I can't even walk straight without getting hurt. But a wife is supposed to cover her husband when he walks out of the door. We are worried about the wrong fucking stuff. get back to the basics of being family, having dinner, talking over dinner, watching the news together to see the weather and the highlights, going over report cards, asking the kids how their day is, getting up and going. Get back to love it. We are worried about the wrong shit. We are so inundated with stuff. Sir, if you were so much in her face, she wouldn't have time to pose. Lives on social media. I couldn't tell you. I don't even go on her page. I've known her since 2014. We had a rule after 6 months. You don't go on my page, I don't go on your page. Cool. You cool, I'm cool. Not because we were trying to hide anything. She got the passcode to my phone. She has the actual passcode to every email address that I have. I tell any woman who tries to talk to me in my inbox, understand my wife can see everything, and she has access to everything. So if you think that you're getting anything passed through, believe me, she understands. And I tell people often, she goes in there, and she'll tell me all the time, yeah, I went in your phone, and I didn't like what I saw, so I closed it back out. Okay, cool, whatever. I have access to hers, too. Think I go through her stuff? Nope, don't want to see it, don't care. They say if you go looking for something, you'll find it. Don't care. Because trust me, a big picture can just be there just because. And I'm not saying this to say, ooh, you got to let everything go and whatever, whatever. No, I'm a little bit more freer than a lot of people. But what I'm not going to sit here and do is tell people that we need to start nitpicking relationships because of social media accounts. If you can't handle social media, then get the fuck off of it. That's a you issue. That's not a somebody else. A lot of the stuff that y'all are blaming in the relationship, those are you issues. Go get therapy. Go get help. Work out your trauma. Work out your issues. Work out your fears. Work out the thing that your third grade teacher did to you that you still the fuck holding on to. Maybe you thought you were supposed to be the lead running back, and now you got this thing of trying to be out front and everything. You got to go work on some stuff. If you're going to be in a relationship, you have to go talk to that person. But go talk to that person in love. And if that something bothers you, talk to them in earnest, but in love. Stop yelling. Stop demanding. Go on a walk. Get out of the house. Go hold hands. Go have a picnic. Go read a book together. Go to the library. Stop doing all this technical dumb shit and get back to basics. Love is looking at that person and building a relationship with that person, not society, everything else that you see. Build a relationship. Listen, I've been saying this in the season over and over. If you're in a relationship with something, build it. How do you build it? You have to spend time with it. You have to talk to it. You have to nurture it. You're not going to get to the end result of marriage believing that ultimatums and dictatorship is going to make that a long-lasting relationship. Get to the root of why that is from both perspectives, his and her. So put y'all's egos aside. Put your money aside. Put your materialism. I challenge any couple that's bold enough to do it. Go stand in a room in front of each other, strip butt naked, without touching each other, stand nose to nose, and tell each other 5 important things that they love about them. And then give each other a hug, and then individually go take showers. and get up the next day and see how your day goes in. Stop thinking that y'all got the answers to everything. No one has the answers. There's no guru on relationship. You have to learn to compromise. You have to learn to sacrifice. Not in all things. There have to be reasonable compromise. But love is not selfish. Love is not dictating. Love is not demanding. Love is pure. Love is free-form. Love teaches. Love nurtures. Love is meek. Love is modest. Love is kind. Love is giving. I don't want to be punched in the face with my love. I don't want my love to tell me something. I want my love to help me. I want my love to show me a better way. I want my love to lighten my load. I want my love to be my helpmate. I want my love to help me plant seeds that's going to grow years from now and be greater. That's not what your love is doing for you, then y'all are not in love. Y'all are playing something and fixating on it being whatever. Love is an action word to me. One of my business partners called me one day and said, hey, we got a situation. I walked 2 hours across the city to get there. Not because I love the business. I love to make sure that they're protected and taken care of. When I moved to Tallahassee, I didn't first have a bike when I first got here. But I grocery shopped. I walked. With a book bag on my back. Family will not go without for any reason. There's no sacrifice that's supposed to be too great for the person that loves. I tell my wife all the time, I love her to life. But baby, if something's going to go down, understand I'm going to be the man standing there to protect my family. It will go through me. Love. All right, y'all, we're going to take a commercial break. I thought I wanted to bring guests on. Y'all know me. I get weird and random. So we're going to take this quick commercial break. This song has been in my spirit, y'all. I don't know why. I love her so much. But she has been on my mind and in my spirit. So this song jumped in my spirit. We're going to let this song play, and we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Yeah.
I do want to say something before we move on to close off the show. There's a line in that song that Erica says that a wise man that knows something knows that he knows nothing at all. I do want to say everything that you just heard was my opinion. It does not make it right and it doesn't make it wrong. You do not have to accept, agree, or acknowledge my opinion. These are my thoughts. These are my opinions. And I want to say that tonight because I didn't bring any sponsors in. I didn't bring any additional resources in. But I really wanted to talk about this topic very, very, very personally. Because I mentor all types of women, business owners, doctors, and all different walks of life. And all of the women that I've mentored, one of the things when they do get mentored, they don't want anything but to be acknowledged for actually just being in your life. They don't want it. They really don't need it. I mean, they need the help and support them, right? But they spend so much time and so much energy going into their men, making sure that their men feel that. It is hard for them to go back. And I know men say they do. Oh, man, I put her to school. And yeah, that's great. But, sir, she gets up in the morning when y'all get ready to go, wow, she's thinking about different shirts, outfits that you can look good, that y'all can match and coordinate a little bit. She's making sure that, you know, cologne is top dog, your deodorant ain't ran out. She keeps toothpaste in the house. And you may think that that's nothing, but start going days without those things and start seeing how confusing it is. And then, oh, I can do that, or I can pay someone to do it. Oh, yeah, that's all great. Yeah. But it's easy when you have confusion. I enjoy being one of the greatest gifts that I enjoy about being there is I get to come home. To a house filled with warmth and joy. First of all. But a home that is inviting with love that it can take in the wounded, the broken, the dismantled, the disheveled, the shoveled. Two, when I was looking for a spouse, those qualities were mandatory. Because when you mentor people, people go through.
help versus support. Because sometimes when we're helping them, we should be supporting them. And when we're supporting them, we should be helping them. But see, sometimes it takes a woman to come in and even help other women see that there's still a difference in that language from what a man is doing it to what a woman shows and helps and nurtures and educates. This show is not a divisive show. Men need women, women need men. But I'm not going to press up this around men when it's women's issues. We're going to focus on making sure men understand how to love their women. And I do mean women, not woman, women. Because you have children, aunt, you have sister, you have associates. I don't care. When women are in my presence, they're all queen until that situation is over and I'm no longer required to be responsible. And once my time is up, then all y'all go back to being bitches. I say that in the nicest way possible. Get the fuck out my face. Because I'd rather come home and relax. Because my house is a place of peace. We say, we light candles, we pray, we meditate, cover ourselves. Sir, if you want a woman, get a woman who does all those things. You need her. But a woman, get a man who's going to do the things that you need because you need him. But if y'all can't coexist, there's no point in faking. Love is love. Things about me that my wife absolutely will tell you. She hates it and she does not like it. And she will tell you. Understand. That is part of who he is. I cuss him out about it regularly. And we talk. But understand, there's some things about her that it's the same thing. But we talk. The conversation has to be had. And you cannot do that via text. You cannot do that with malice. You can't do that with anger. You can't do that with vengeance. It has to come from a place of love. You have to disarm yourself. It is time for us to start back embracing each other. It is time to accept therapy. It is time to cry. It is time to exhale. It is time to be okay. But you cannot be okay demanding in a relationship, in either direction. Love is coming. Love wants to see the other person smile. Love wants to come home. Love misses the other person's voice. Love misses the other person's touch. Love misses that gaze. Love misses that one night. That's not what you think about that person when you begin to think about them. Why are y'all fucked together? Y'all should have a language. Y'all should have a dance. It should be synchronicity in this relationship. Even when it's dysfunction, you should be able to point out the dysfunction immediately. You're not doing that. I don't know what relationship y'all are. So we're getting ready to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to do our word of the day and get ready to close out. Y'all know I keep my own playlist for this, but I think I'm going to skip that song. I think this song right here. Y'all, and understand, this playlist is an earlier playlist in the week, so I did not plan for this show to be how it turned out, but I thank y'all for y'all's support, man, and I love y'all. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. All right, y'all, we are at the end. You know what we came to do. I thank y'all for tuning in. I thank you for listening. I didn't know how we was going to do this show. Again, some shows, or this show, I definitely didn't want to
don't want to be directly in the middle of my sister's thing, but I just wanted to give some information and just some point of view and hope that what I said helps and doesn't hurt. Hopefully, the young man, and I hope he's listening, I hope you guys work through y'all's conversations, y'all issues, and talk through it with love. I hope to be your brother-in-law someday if all things prevail. Good luck. That's my sister. Good luck. But I'm praying for you. I've never been at odds with any man that any of my sisters have ever been ever. I've knocked a couple of dudes out. They earned. I've never been the one to get in the middle of it. I hope that this was more wisdom and understanding and your insight to come. And your reasons for either one of you have to be fine. But y'all got to come to common ground immediately, which expect to be in time. We're getting ready to do our word of the day, and it's fun because I wrote this. This word of the day was for Sunday, and it just happened, and everything that we're doing is based off of Sunday show that we ended up canceling. So this word of the day, because I didn't get home early, I got home late to set the show up and get myself ready. It says, love is measured by the person receiving your love. You can't tell the person who's receiving your love how much love that was to them. They may not have wanted that love that way. They may not be looking for that love that way. Love is measured by the person who receives your love. But make sure that you're loving your person in a way that they love. Because you could be loving in the wrong way. And it has nothing to do with you being a bad person, you being anything. You just may not be the right person for them. Because you may not get them. You may not love them the way they need to. Happy Wednesday. We're going to take y'all out with one of my friends. Love y'all. Happy spring. Welcome to Aries season.
On my bank sheet before my life or for the whole situation. My memory choked me and stained my pillow with a voice from the corner with a face hairline around his face and a whole pill. And I felt nothing but this way and the energy of space and cracking with the violence and teasing me and acting young like it's going to say, but it's going to be. I'm trying to come back. I'm trying to come back. You know, yesterday, I stood outside in the rain, in the tent.